This is $1 million worth of game. First and foremost, we want to apologize for Monday's episode. Got cut a little short. Little bullshit incident happened.
We apologize.
So I want to apologize first and foremost. That's why we ain't coming with no music. You know what I mean? But had a little technical difficulty, so... But we back.
No, we gonna be mean about it. We had a little scuffle because, I initiated
too fucking much.
I initiated because I'm sorry. I want to apologize to you. I want to apologize to the fan for disrupting y'all's show. I just want to let y'all know we're not gonna do that no more. You know what I mean? We, you know, sometimes when he say stuff, he challenged me. I tap into our childhood. I relive, revisit our childhood when we was kids, and I used to jump on him then. And so I tried it again. So you know.
But it's different. Normal. It's different when y'all grown, cause like it looked like it started off playing, and that shit got mad serious. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like
you're
fuck
right.
Everything up. It's like fucking up the table, and people would be real concerned about like this show has to work, dog, because y'all niggas already getting bread, and I'm not.
Oh no, it's
so
work.
I need this shit to work, nigga.
It's
so we
work.
Keeping this show together for my pockets.
Sometimes I think he need a little not on duty physical attention because
First of all, take them glasses off then.
No, no, I'm not. Listen, I'm not. We ain't got to get it off.
Let's not get into that.
We're not going to see everybody. I'm sorry. That was me. I slid something in. I apologize for that.
Both of y'all received minor injuries.
Yeah, we both got war wounds, so it's cool.
Minor injuries.
I ain't got no war wound. He's fucking scratched me.
I mean, he yoked you and scratched you, but you called him with a clean.
Earl is rolling around in his fucking grave.
No, what happened is
I
hit him with the claw, and he was, you know what I mean?
No, he really did catch you with a clean three piece, bro. Like, it was like a three, like the one part kind of
hit
his fucking
window.
He bit me, though. He bit me, though. He bit me.
He bit you first. He bit you first, which was.
And then I tended your fucking windows.
He bit you.
I don't want you to, please don't spark nothing up again, Dev.
I'm keeping it real of what happened.
First
fights
of all,
happen.
Let's be for real. The nigga scratched me like.
No, that was a claw. The claw
in his grave.
That's
if
when
he
I
knew
hit, I clawed him.
You was out here fucking scratching men like a whore getting dicked down.
It's cool.
Like, fuck,
not
what's
on
wrong
duty.
With you?
I will say this is cool, but did you, why you bite me though? You bit me.
Because there ain't no rules in fighting.
No, Mike Tyson biting.
Mike Tyson bit Amanda Holyfield,
and he think he's a boxer. What I did learn out of watching y'all fight is that I would definitely fuck both of y'all up.
Dev, listen, we trying to get along?
I'm all way over
can
here.
Can we all
so
get along,
I'm
Dev?
In this, like, I'm in
but
the
Dev,
same
can
zone.
We all get along,
break
no,
the
Dev?
Computers and shit.
Like,
first of all, you talk about the show need to. First of all, you talk about the show need to go on. We need to start the. First of all, you'll fuck Wallow up. I attend your shit too. You be right here with glasses on too. Just like this nigga. Looking like fucking. He looking like
all
the flyer.
I'm gonna just say this. No, can I say this?
You do look like Ray Charles. Yo, you look like.
Nigga look like Wallow Charles.
I'm not gonna entertain your hey, little. I'm,
you remember
trying,
the old movie The Fly?
Yeah.
That nigga look like.
Yo, he kind of looked like R. Kells with the
Oh, don't ever mention my name. Don't ever mention my name with his best friend. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not. Don't do that. Please don't mention me with R. Don't do that. Don't mess my name up. Don't put no smut on my name. I'm not R. But I will say this.
And we got to buy a new microphone because niggas
cool.
broke
fuck
the fuck
mic up.
But
microphone.
I will say this. Earl would have been proud of my work.
You scratching niggas?
Dude, listen.
Like a
no
whore
true
getting dicked down?
No true warrior. Not on duty. No true warrior come out of war without war wounds.
Yeah, but you was a little rusty.
First of all,
Gil looked sharper than you in that joint. Like I'm like
no,
it was
as soon as
I'm starting to think you're getting
as soon as that motherfucker Jim cleaned his fucking eye.
I'm gonna just say this. I'm gonna
right
say
up.
This. I'm really starting to think. I'm really starting to think Dev is a Gilly groupie.
No,
because you didn't see none of my work. You just didn't see nothing I done.
He seen you scratch.
I'm just saying it looked.
And you're a martial artist. You're siding with a boxer. So which side are you?
Maybe
on?
It was the amount of space of that day, you had to work because y'all was trapped back there. But he put in a little bit more work.
He bit me, Dev. He bit me.
I feel you. So that part was kind of foul, but it is a fight.
Now, if you're going to be a real man and you're not going to be a GDK groupie and you're just going to, what happened? Like who won? Who would have been? Who would have came out? All right,
so you was about to.
Wait. This is just saying, just take your glasses off.
No, go ahead, Def.
I feel like you might have been able to get the choke out. He bit you. He did what he had to do. He got out.
No Philly shit.
He definitely, once y'all, knocked the jaw down, start arguing, he caught you. With that first John,
let me tell you something, Dev. He will always be my little cousin. That's something that ain't gonna never change.
One thing about this,
you little cousin,
all the young boys watching this, understand that.
You little cousin, in every sense, even back then when we was partying a bitch, he knew he was little cuz. He looked the goddamn cuz is cremating this bitch.
Well, I'm glad we're back because these niggas didn't speak to each other for the last couple of days.
No, because at the end of the day, it was just like back in the day when we partied. Bitch, I ain't speak to him for a week because I thought he was bird watching. Like, he look over top of, damn, cuz, you slaying this bitch. I ain't know you had it like that, cuz. I said, what? Had what like what? Niggas, you talk about my piece? Nigga, fuckers, you talking about?
I'm
going to
just say this.
Mr.
Once again, this is $1 million worth of game. We're back. I'm Wallo 267.
We
this
don't
is,
say it like that. How you supposed to say it? How you supposed to say it?
Listen, I understand, but I want to say something first. I want to just, you know what I mean? I'm going to let you announce yourself.
So I'm Gilly the King.
No, no. I didn't say you had to announce yourself right now. I don't want it to be no altercation. I'm just saying.
Don't announce me then, nigga.
I said you're going to announce yourself. I'm not going to announce you.
Fuck is wrong with you? I keep telling you, nigga, I'm Isaiah Thomas, you Joe Dumars.
See, at the end of the day, tough guys, man. Tough guys finish last. That's all I'm going to say. And I mean, but now, you know.
If I was Isaiah Thomas, you Joe Dumars, who would that be?
Bill Lambert.
No.
He's
no,
Bill Lambert.
I'm like
no,
the water boy.
No. He's Dev Nasty. He would have to be
Dennis Rodman. Dev Rodman.
Nah, that nigga had on a wedding.
Yeah, but that's too spicy.
But hold up. Your name is Nasty.
Yeah, but he had on a wedding dress.
I'm not outside of the wedding dress. Your name is Nasty Dev.
Right.
Rodman. It's cool.
Nah.
Real talk. And I'm gonna keep it all the way real. You said you used to be fucked up back in the day working at Office Max.
Yeah.
Look at your rebound game. Legendary. You stepped your shit up. Your rebound game is legendary. Look how you rebound.
You're a rebounder.
You're a rebounder.
No, I can't be him, though. Can you pick a different basketball player, please?
You, Devis Rodman.
Nah, not Dev. Devness, nah.
That was legendary.
Right.
That was a legendary.
Oh, now they're cool again because they're back making fun of me.
Stop that. But right now, to everybody that's watching, I just want to happy to let y'all know you're back to me, $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallo 267. This is...
See, tune theme the fuck up. He got it right.
Gilly the Nut.
Can you
this
stop?
Gilly the Nut. Gilly the this is Gilly the Nut right here. Right here is our producer, Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Devin Rodman.
The nasty one.
The rebounder of the league.
Right.
Yeah, but listen, man.
Because for years, Dev used to be rebounding niggas' bitches.
I'm gonna get right into something special.
Dev was the bull back in the day. His whole motto was, a shoulder to cry on turns into a dick to ride
That's
on.
That's true.
Listen, now that we know that you're Devin Rodman, I want to get to this is a little different. Who would you be? And this is sponsored. This That's, is different.
Okay, come on.
This is different. This okay. is, because we're talking about he's Devin Rodman. We got some guys. I don't know. I'm not saying that about some great guys from our history of the black culture. And this Who Would You Be is sponsored by Citywide Towing. Listen, man. You got cars just sitting on the block. These guys buy junk cars. Not only that, if you need roadside assistance, whatever, Citywide Towing, they're coming to hook you up. They're going to hook you up. Dev, your car ever break down?
No.
You ever break your car down the road?
Yeah.
How many down? Who came?
Remember back in the day, I had the old Delta, the Burgundy Delta 88 with the nastiest rag top.
Yeah,
of the
but
city.
Listen,
shit
guess
was
what?
Peeling.
You did break down one time. We broke down one time. We would have been better if we had Citywide Towing back then. They would have came and serviced us up, got us out of there because we didn't know. But we really didn't know what was going on with the car. We just drive by a lemon. You buy a lemon and just drive. You share a car. Back in the day, we used to just share cars. Oh, you got 250? I got 250. Let's share a car. One day you park it at your crib. One day I park it at my crib. We drive it wherever. We just be everywhere. You don't know nothing about no tune-ups, no oil chains. You just drive it till it die. And then when it die, you need to really be calling Citywide Towing, but they wasn't around. If Citywide Towing was around, we'd have been hooked up when we got on the side of the road. So if you need, I'm talking about, if you got junk cars on your block, you got a junk car that's just sitting in front of your house, Citywide Towing.
Make some money off it.
Listen, Citywide Towing is the people to call. Because if you got a junk car, who is you calling? If I got a junk car, I'm calling Citywide Towing, and I'm calling 610-606-1011.
Let me ask you a question. Oh. There's a lot of niggas out here with junk bitches living with them.
No, I don't
know
nothing about
Citywide Towing to come.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. Oh, what about who do you call if you somebody got junk jewelry?
Citywide Towing,
they're going to come. They're going to tow all that jewelry off of your neck, and they're going to take it to the nearest trash can. If you got jewelry on your wrist and your neck, hold up. I'm not, no, this is not a diss to Raheem and none of that, but I'm just saying. If you got some things that need to be towing, if you roadside assistance, if your jewelry need assistance and your jewelry's on the side, you might got to call Citywide Towing so they can tow that jewelry or get your jewelry some assistance.
Where do they tow out of?
They tow out of Philadelphia and Atlantic City. Citywide Towing. Anywhere, roadside assistance, you got a junk car. Listen, if you got any junk cars, call Citywide Towing. 610-606-1011. Let me say that again. 610-606-1011. Citywide Towing. 610-606-1011.
Okay, could you please stop banging on the table now?
I messed you up. My fault for banging on the table. But you're so stupid, you didn't even peep what I said. I said 11-11. You didn't even peep that. So what do that mean? If I said 1-0-11-11, that mean 1-1-1, right?
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Listen, that's man. All right. Yeah.
Hey, well, it don't even matter. The number was right there. But listen, I want to get into this
Citywide Tone.
Citywide Tone is everything. And they're sponsoring this. Who would you be? Dev, Gil, who would you be? Eddie Murphy, Rick James, or Prince?
I'm rocking with Prince.
Why?
Why?
And I understand he did have high heels on. He did have his ass cheeks out, my nigga. I know. But he definitely
but
had.
But that's you.
No.
But Dennis Rodman.
No. I'm gonna tell you a real fact of my life, man. When I was a kid,
you used to wear high heels.
My mom never like censored no movies. Like I watched anything
pornos.
I wanted, right? Not pornos yet.
Okay.
But probably the first naked lady I ever saw
was Prince.
It was Apollonia.
Purple Rain.
It was Purple Rain. Classic Apollonia. Movie. I might have been like 4 or 5 years old, something like that. And I seen that, and I think that kind of made me like look for
what
chicks.
Was her name?
Apollonia.
Did she have an apple?
I just remember the titties. It was like a titty joint.
Though them pups were sitting up like the kids on Christmas Eve, huh?
Yeah, and then I started like zoning in looking for chicks that kind of looked like Apollonia a little bit. Like, you know, that little Spanish type little vibe.
You've been there ever since.
I mean, I done veered all over the place, but yeah, that's where I'm at now.
Who would you be?
Is Eddie Murphy, Prince, and who was the third one?
And my man Rick James.
You better not say Eddie.
No, they call Eddie with them.
No. Who would you be, man? You ain't, and then tell us why. Let him say who he'd be, and then I explain to him.
Because you're trying to trap him.
I'm not trying to trap nobody.
No, I think I would be Rick James, because Rick James the one. Then Rick James, him and his woman, like,
they kidnapped somebody,
bitch,
made
him get high. Oh, yeah.
So you and Tootie going to kidnap somebody and make him get high?
Yeah.
So they going to smoke Reggie all day.
Even if it was coke, it don't matter. We going to the moon. Like, and you come, let me just say this. I've never smoked coke, right? But I could imagine the fucking time you would have, you and two broads in an 8-ball of that shit.
But
oh, Lord.
That's a little wild.
That's like y'all going to have the time of your life. You may not never come back to planet Earth, but y'all going to have the time of your motherfucking life. Like, I ain't, like, Eddie's a legend out here, but I don't know if I'm being Eddie. Like,
I think Prince,
he's a legend too, but I'm the dress code wasn't.
And I always was hearing stuff like Eddie Murphy, something with him and the boy Johnny Gill too.
What?
Whoa. What Gil?
Johnny Gill, man. Ain't nobody say Gilly.
No, but
I'm
Johnny
just saying,
Gill.
Back in the day, you know,
we already know.
We
ain't got to say that no more.
All right.
I don't know how true it is.
Listen,
but
yeah.
I will say,
but
this.
That's the thing. Johnny Gill keep popping up in a lot of these allegations.
So you'll be you'll be Rick Nasty.
I'm Rick Nasty.
I'm Rick James too. I got to be, because he was a legend. Because and Rick did a bit, so I might as well go ahead and fall in that category. He did a bit, came home, let everybody know who he was. My man Dave brought him back. Brung him back to life. Dave Chappelle, shout out to him. He brung him back to life. Rick was just 11. He was, but listen, hold.
But you can't, hold on. You got to be Eddie Murphy, because you, how you going to be Rick James?
I'm going to be Eddie.
Okay.
What you want me to be Eddie for?
Okay, let me just say this.
How you want me to be
Eddie?
You
got to be Eddie or Prince.
No.
You have to.
I'm going to be Rick.
You can't be Rick.
You only get picked.
Okay, hold on. How could Rick Jacket say he kidnapped motherfuckers and he made him smoke coke? You don't even smoke or drink. Never in your life. How the fuck can you be Rick James?
Yeah, that's true.
You don't even smoke or drink.
But he was real in the gym.
No, it don't matter. Do you smoke coke? I smoke weed.
Do you smoke coke?
I smoke weed and I tried wet back in
you
the day.
You smoke crack?
Hold on, let's rewind.
You
back.
Smoke some butt naked before?
I smoked.
You didn't ever tell
time.
Me this.
Hold on, wait.
When did you smoke butt naked?
Hold on.
Did you strip out? No, I didn't.
You
I didn't do what everybody
did.
Else did.
You stripped out.
It was some bad
when did
wet.
You strip out?
Wasn't that good shit.
But
it was some bad shit.
Did you smoke? Because you said I can't be Rick because I don't smoke. Did you smoke crack before?
No.
Hold on. But this
did you and Tootie kidnap a woman before and have her in your room all night?
No.
Well, why it took you too long to say that?
No,
is you a Tootie kidnappers?
No, but what I'm saying is, if Tootie was up for it, I mean, I wouldn't argue with her.
Oh, so you'll kidnap somebody?
If Toot was up for it.
Hold on, but Wallow did love Jerry Curls. Like, he was real into Jerry Curls. and the Bull, Rick Jay-Z's. James had the joint. So that would might have been him.
Eddie Murphy had a Jerry Curl.
No, no.
Did he?
Not, no. And nobody, Raw. Listen, let me just say
this. And it was dry. He's used to, he like dry Jerry Curls.
No, I don't.
Rick James shit was wet.
No, I don't.
He like dry Jerry.
Let me just say this. Let me say this.
His Jerry Curl was Canada dry.
Let me say this, though.
And listen.
Let me say this,
just for the record, he had a Jerry Curl back in the day, and he had one little joint coming down and hung in front of his eye like Michael Jackson.
Let me say this.
That's all I'm saying.
For the record, nobody Jerry Curl was like Rick's. It was legendary. So why wouldn't I want to be Rick James?
No, you lying.
Why wouldn't I want to be?
Deion Sanders shit was like Rick's.
Deion
Sanders shit was better than Rick's.
Deion Sanders.
But his joint was like made out of Rick's. Like he wanted Rick's. Because
Deion Sanders was cheating. He was using cooking oil. That's why. He was using cooking oil. Yeah, Deion was using cooking oil.
Man, Deion ain't put no Crisco in his shit.
He put Crisco in there. What he used to do is he used to let Crisco sit out and let it simmer down. He used to just put it, he'd cook it first, let it simmer down, and he'd wet his tip with it.
Wow. So that's how he got his shit like super shiny.
Not on duty.
But listen, what he'll do is, I think Deion had a Jerry Curl wig.
Wow.
Stories out there about
that's
that.
That's a crazy allegation to put on a nigga.
Man, what? I told him to his face. He said, man, they was just hating on me. No, everybody not hating on you, D.
Yo, Deion, you heard this.
Everybody not hating on you. He had a Jerry Curl wig. I know he did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we all agree and we all be Rick James.
No. He's going to be Prince.
That's right. He cheeks out.
No, because Prince had vanity, too.
That's
right. But you're wearing cheeks out pants, though.
Hold on. Prince had vanity. He had Carmen Electra. He had Apollonia. He had all the bitches.
That was his friend.
No, it wasn't.
But hold on. Wait. And guess what? He had all of them. But guess what? In that hotel room, it was always four cheeks out. Even when they was fully dressed, it was four cheeks out.
This is one thing about Prince.
Listen. All right. Listen, if you got a secret fetish about high heels and having your cheeks out, we're cool with
you
that. We don't judge.
Like, you had a fantasy about smoking coke.
Like, no, I had a fantasy
when you smoked
about
that weed.
No, I'm going to keep it all the way real. I always said when I was younger, before I was in a relationship, I always said I was going to snort some yayo one time.
You did, when you went in the music industry.
I never did. I always said I wanted to, though, but I was like, I got to be like in a race.
How many people you saw us get snorted in the music industry?
A shitload of them. But listen, I always said I got to be in the right setting. Like I got to be like in the hills. I got to be like in Calabasas with like three white bitches, and they set me up. Like, you want to do a line? You want to snort a line off my tit? Like, and then I got to excuse them. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, I met Toot and the settings never came together.
So what was your excuse to try
Wacky
then?
I mean, I was young. I was just said, fuck it. Let's try it. We only live once.
Well, let's just say this. With all of Prince's weirdness, he never had no allegation of butt-fucking little boys like your boy.
Who, Rick James?
No, MJ. But let's keep it
pushing. Come on, dog. Stop putting that smut on MJ name, dog.
I mean,
you're not in a position to say that. You did that too. You did that before. You put smut on MJ name. Right along with him.
Yep.
That was your co-defendant.
I didn't put smut. I just said what the people said.
Exactly. That's
what
I just
difference.
Said.
Oh, no, what the people say is right? Is what the people say is right?
I mean, people say you're a nut-ass nigga, and I think they're 100% right.
I'm just actually take that back, because this is why all the cases happen. I'm trying to be peaceful.
Listen.
Let me tell
you don't even want to have to wear those glasses longer.
No.
Can y'all not fight? No.
You just going to hype.
I'm not
hyping. He's a groupie. He's a gilly groupie.
No, what happened is, gilly groupie. It's fucked up when you got to put on two sets of sunglasses. You got one right here and one up here to hide the knots up here. That's all that's going to happen.
I'm not even going to comment. I'm going to be the bigger man.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to be the bigger man.
You look funny as shit with them pups on. You should have got some Givenchy.
Man, listen, man, I make anything look good,
because
he
want to make sure you can't see through the side.
And I'm getting flashbacks back in the day when I was out there.
Like the fly.
Listen, I'm getting flashbacks back in the day when I was, because every time I just keep, you got to check your joints. You keep checking my joints at. You know what I mean? I got that out. You knew what was going on back in the day. If I got the pinky out, you knew what was going on. So you already knew what that was.
He wasn't getting no bitches.
You knew the pinky was decorated back in the day.
Anytime he put his pinky out, that means he was going home to jerk off.
That thing will blind you. You know what I'm saying? Peep that.
Nigga jerked off with the pinky out.
Yeah, it ain't about nothing else.
That's a bougie jerk off.
That's a bougie jerk. Nigga jerk off with his pinky out. Like he getting money.
No, that's not.
No ring on the motherfucker.
No, that's what it was for, baby. That's what that thing was for right there.
Let me tell you something. I knew the
disco ball.
I knew the nigga who you grew up wanting to be like from down Allegheny. Mopey? Oh, no, that's a different story. We're going
to
leave that alone.
I grew up with B. Tino. Yeah, you used to hate
him. Listen, though.
I grew up. He already know who I was with growing up. Earl. He already know about that. But that's another story.
But Earl didn't get bitches either.
Earl paid for all his
right,
bitches.
Earl was a legend.
Earl got the SSI check and bought that pussy.
All the women around the way went to Earl. Every woman around
the
way.
All the hookers around
Allegheny. All the women around the way went to Earl.
He fucked all the hookers from 8th Allegheny all the way up to 22nd Allegheny.
You lying.
He was a legendary whore. He was just, listen, he fucked. Bitches used to come. used to be waiting outside Earl House, like foot of
I never
seen
Earl
come
do
on
that.
The first.
I never, listen, Deb, I never seen Earl.
But when you, like, yo, but when you got the Golden Glow, you can't catch like, nothing. Listen, everybody knows you can't get
listen,
AIDS. You
listen,
can't get
whoa,
AIDS
whoa,
with the glow.
That?
That's just a part of the arts. You're supposed to be a master of the arts. You don't know if you got the glow, you can't get AIDS?
No, I know a couple of martial artists. I'm talking about street martial artists that got that, John. That
because they don't got the Golden Glow. It's like a shield on your body, dog. You could just put the glow on
so
your
so you
dick.
Just saying you just spent all your life, you just been out here barebacking?
No, that's not
yes,
what
he is.
You say it. You say that.
Bobby.
You're barebacking Bobby. You just like the
bareback.
I don't got the Golden Glow.
He's bareback Bobby. They'll be like this. It'd be a condom sitting there. She like, yeah, I'm ready. He like, I ain't on it.
He never seen a condom he like. Condoms disappear. You never seen a condom he like.
He got excuses. Oh,
and you shooting blanks.
He like
they're shooting blanks.
Hey, I'm shooting blanks. Be like, I don't like lifestyles.
They break
they're
me out.
10. Magnums fit like a 4X hoodie. I don't like them either.
They're too baggy.
I
don't like condoms. Are
baggy
on me.
Condoms.
They all baggy
every
on me.
Every time I wear Magnum, I got air in there.
They're baggy on me. There's an air conditioner in my condom. He wear baggy condoms.
That nigga don't even. He got central air in him. He only got the air conditioner cheap joint.
Central joint. He got a whole system attached to the condom.
He was like, I can't wait for him to come out with Magnum minis.
I need one. I'm putting a lawsuit against him. They're discriminating against my kind. The itty bitty committee.
Yo.
Let me ask y'all a question. How important is a manager to an artist that's trying to, you know, to an artist that's trying to come into the game and to an artist that's in the game?
I'm going to ask you that. How many managers you had in your career since you've been in the game?
I had a few. You know what I mean? And I think management is super important to the young artist. You know what I'm saying? For somebody to come in and kind of, you know, put some shape to you. You know, because let's be for real. A lot of times... In the urban community, you got a kid that be hot, and then who's the first nigga to invest some money in him? A nigga that's doing something illegal.
Yeah.
Whether he's sending motherfuckers up in the banks, having them come out with the checks that wasn't really checks, but they haul ass out that bank with that $6,000, jumping a car. whether niggas selling crack cocaine, whether he's selling weed, but no matter what he's doing, a lot of times the motherfucker to invest in a nigga from the hood be a nigga that's doing something illegal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Right. So, but at the same time, you got to understand this. A lot of times, motherfuckers who be good hustlers, they really be intelligent people. They just be directing their energy in the wrong
places. They be
places.
Dealing with the wrong product.
So
switch their product up sometimes.
So sometimes, even though this nigga might be, he a hustler, he do this, he do X, Y, and Z, he also be lacing you with some game too. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, they be the niggas that dress the artists. They let the artists hold their rollie. Sometimes they be like, fuck it. I'ma drive the Honda. Go ahead, nigga. You drive the motherfucking Benz, nigga. We gotta get your image up.
And that's more than a manager, by the way. Those things they doing, yeah.
But at the end of the day, so for young artists, a lot of them be needing that guidance. Not only do they be needing the money and the, you know what I'm saying, and the look, because your look is your hook. You can't be talking about, oh, you just left out the Fendi store and your Pumas is dicked. Your Pumas look like you ride four-wheelers all day. You just wheelie four-wheelers down Broad Street for no reason. So a lot of young boys be needing the guidance. When you get to a certain age, all the money that I make come directly to me. Gilly, I got a company. I need marketing and promotion. Gilly, because yeah, to be accessible to people now is so easy. To DM away. All you got to do is say the right shit in the DM. I mean business. Put the dollar signs up. Nigga, get back to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So for the young artists, a lot of times, they be needing the guidance. For older artists, it'd be like, I make all the money myself. Why the fuck would I be giving you 15, 20%?
Yeah.
I can speak for myself. I done learned the game. why the fuck? Now, if you got a high power manager who's bringing you the super bag, that's something different. Then you have to weigh your options. Like, no, he know more motherfuckers than me. He can make a call right now and get me the bag.
Yeah.
Then you weigh your options. But a lot of times when, like, Fabulous probably don't need a manager.
kinda.
He got one, though.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, in actuality, he, you know what niggas need managers for?
Go ahead.
To weigh through the bullshit.
Exactly. So that's,
to talk to.
Exactly.
To talk to the 8 niggas to only get to the one check.
Yup.
That's what niggas need managers for.
And sometimes you need a manager to say no for you.
But my conversations.
Because you can't say it.
Yes. Oh,
no, shit. I tell motherfuckers no all the time.
No, but it's a reason why they act as a buffer. And sometimes it's not just a manager that's an older head. We got some youngins out here that work because the artist might be phenomenal at making music. They be an introvert. They don't handle business certain ways. And they got a homie, same age, that know how to sit in the meetings, put plays together, and make it. So shout out to John. Mir Fontaine and them, they whole camp, they got a machine that they put together as young boys.
The artist could be
Valley.
The artist could be younger sometimes. Management could be younger sometimes if you dealing with an artist who got his shit together. So, I'm cool. I just need you to handle business for me. You feel what I'm saying?
Bring that money to me.
I just need you to bring the money to me. You connect it. I'm cool. I don't need you to provide the look for me. I don't need you to provide the vehicle for me. I don't need you to provide those things for me. I'm a grown-ass man. I got this. But a lot of times, artists get snatched up when they 17, when they 18, when they 19. Nigga ain't never even had a job yet. Nigga fresh out of high school, but he got talent. Somebody see him and they believe in him. So, you know, you got to weigh your options out. There's a lot of motherfuckers out here that got managers that giving up a shitload of money for no fucking reason at all.
Yeah.
It's like, that nigga don't bring nothing to the table.
And those managers are more like investors.
You're giving this nigga 20% just to answer phones. He don't even really even bring no money in, but you still breaking them all.
A manager go find money that you don't know about.
Right.
Like I ain't even gonna front. When I came home and was doing my thing, I always talked to Gil. I said, yo, what you think about a manager? He said, Wallow, why you need a manager? How much money you make a month? I told him. He said, who get that money for you? I said, me. He said, exactly. And sometimes it's about what you're doing out here. If you really moving and shaking, people are going to find you. Like, I got myself on TED Talk. Got me on NFL Network. Got a Foot Locker. Did all type of stuff I done had made happen by myself.
Right. So at the end of the day.
But I'm not saying you don't need a manager. Yeah, right. Some people can't
you
navigate
weigh
like
your
I can.
Option. Right.
You know what
but
mean?
At the end of the day, it's like this. If all the money come to me, why the fuck am I paying you? So you could do a shit like this too. You're my manager for the money you bring in. So if you bring some money in,
you get some of that.
You get, but I'm not going to broker a fucking deal
and give you anything.
And then call you up and say, oh, I got some money for you.
No.
That's hustling backwards. That's selling pussy in a gay bar.
Yeah. You got to go get any money that I'm going to break down or give you a percentage of, you better go find it. You better go find that money.
Right.
But definitely shout out to all the people that got their teams, that know their strength, that put it together. One boy know how to go get money this way. This dude know how to set up this. The artists know how to put that music together, whatever they do.
It's about the team, though. Yeah, it is about the team. Like, you know, if you out there, you doing anything, you need that man on the camera. You need that graphic guy. You need that good producer, engineer of your squad. Like you said, you need that assistant or somebody that can handle it, that manager, whatever you call them. Some people got assistants, too, that really act as managers.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever you need.
So let's get into the segment of $1 million worth of game.
This $1 million worth of game is brought to you and sponsored by, have you had any good hair lately? Me, I haven't. Gil haven't. Dev haven't. And we're not really feeling that, so we're going to make some changes soon. But this, no, we're going to make some changes because we already figured it out. We already know what we're going to do. We'll surprise you and you'll see if we're changing. Please don't hate. Don't hate. Don't hate if you see me. You see oceans, Pacific Ocean. You see the waves spinning and you get dizzy when you see me. Just don't hate on me, please. Because if you're not hating on me now, don't hate on me then. Don't be jealous of me because I upgraded my hairline. You're mad at me. Oh, he got a hairline now. He didn't have a hairline before. My hairline is not sharper than his hairline, so I'm hating at him. But this is sponsored to you by everythingdivaglam.com.
You just want to just get rid of the goddamn drop top with the tent on the sides just one time, huh?
My tent is... I found somebody that can make the tent disappear. I'm going to talk to you about that. I'm going to give you a game on that. I got a hookup. I got the hookup. Like Master P. Watch this. Hey,
so they say, hey, big homie, I need some advice. Check this out. I was fucking with my ex shorty for about 10 years, since middle school, on some on and off shit. She ended up getting married a few years back, but got divorced. She had a son, and we ended up being on some official shit instead of on and off. I grew close to her little dude like he was mine, but fell apart with her completely. Little dude still be calling me, but I don't even be answering because I don't know. I don't be answering because I know me and his mom ain't on the level no more. And it be toxic. It toxic to still be talking to little dude, especially if his mama really don't want me to. Am I wrong, OG? Well, let's just keep it real. You only gave a fuck about little man because you was blazing his mom. Niggas do that all the time. They be the best step fucking daddies they could be.
When they sliding in.
When they got them blazing her and blazing her. Hitting her and splitting her. You hear me? Butter in her fucking biscuits. Soon as the bitch say, I don't want to be with you no more, you don't even take calls from little nigga no more.
Because if it wasn't about the trim, you'll still be answering the calls from little man. You know what I'm saying?
No question.
You'll still be, if it ain't had nothing to do, so why is you even, like, if it really was, y'all really had a real connection, that you really seen him as your son or your stepson, whatever, no matter what she on, you'll right. still have a communication with him so you could guide him in any type of guidance he was giving you. Why you, if you really care about him, why you stop giving
especially
him guidance?
Especially if she's not, like, stopping him saying, like, don't speak to my son she, or no, something
he
said, like that.
He
right.
says he
at
don't
the
wanna,
end of the day, he calling on his own.
Yeah, yeah. So how old is this kid?
It don't even matter. Nah. He's calling on his own.
Because
so
he's trying to talk to you because you have some type of impact in his life. Why are you not answering for him?
Right, because at the end of the day, you know why he ain't answering? Because the pussy stopped answering for him. Hey, but let's be for real. That's not even his son. We got niggas out here who it be they kids, and they be like, oh, you ain't fucking with me no more? Fuck you and Lil Raheem.
That's a fact, though. Wow.
Bitch. Fuck is you on my line for? I don't give a fuck Raheem ain't got no Pampers, bitch. Let his ass rash up then.
Hold up, newsflash. Yeah,
that's real shit.
The reason we use names like Raheem, I usually use Raheem and Boo Boo. So you can know, because they're names that we really know in the hood. So that's why we use the name Raheem.
But I ain't saying Raheem did that. That's just, I know a nigga named Raheem, but Raheem ain't like that. He take care of little Raheem.
But you talking about the jeweler or you talking about another Raheem?
No, I'm talking about Raheem.
Okay. But we know like five Raheem.
Okay,
so which
you
one
know
talking
Raheem.
About?
I'm talking about that. We knew all our fucking life, nigga.
But how many?
I don't really know Raheem the jeweler like that because I don't buy fake.
But I ain't talking about,
that's
I ain't talking
your
about that.
Fucking
I'm not talking about Raheem.
Fuck is you talking
Listen,
about?
Let the record reflect.
And we might got to test them puppies. You got
to
test.
You already tested all them. Right. You fronting. Oh. You trying to hate on me now? You just throwing hate. I mean, but haters is your marketing team. Let them work. But I will say this: stop acting like. In your mind, how many Raheems do we know all together?
Yeah, we do, but. You know what Raheem will talk about.
I don't know.
But at the end of the day, it's like, if you have real love for that young man, I answer for young guys who I don't know their mom or their dad. Mom never sucked the balls out my dick. But I just meet him and I be like, I fuck with you and here's my number, youngin. Whenever you in the jam, whenever you need something, call me, man. I can give you some proper advice.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, nigga, you don't want to answer the phone. This is a bullshit joint. You just heard she ain't giving you no action.
Yeah. And niggas will try to use the kid as a way back into
the
woman, too.
Flip side of that, too, is you got raggedy-ass bitches out here who be like, oh, you leaving me for that bitch? You'll never see your child again.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times the dudes get beat up so much, deadbeat dads, they get beat up on social media. You don't know what it is. You never get a chance. They ain't got no voice. Because as soon as a woman say, oh, he's a deadbeat, hey, that's right, girl, I'm going through the same. It's like it's just a whole movement of that, but you don't acknowledge the brothers that's out here that's really doing their job.
Even if you look at Mother's Day and Father's Day, mothers get roses laid out, niggas go buy rings, cars, all type of shit. Niggas don't even wear suits and be getting ties from Marshalls.
Nigga
and
get
shit.
A
like,
mug.
Bitch, I don't even wear suits. Like,
nigga, he never wore a suit in his life. He wear dickies and sweatsuits.
Niggas get the big piece of chicken.
A lighter.
Like, what kind of shit is that?
Oh, you get
they buy you a fucking mug, number one dad.
Beer opener.
But
the
no,
fuck is this?
But no, and
I don't drink coffee.
And if you're a vegetarian or vegan, you get a good, that's the day she make a legendary veggie burger for you. But any other day, she don't make them.
No, that's April, dog. She cook every fucking night. I don't know what you going with over there.
No, like, I'm not. Listen, like, I didn't listen. Hold. We talking about people.
But be honest. Every time I call you, you cooking. Am I lying?
We both cook.
No, you don't, bitch. You be big. Wait till you try this jail shrimp with the
D4 sauce. Those who don't know, I'm actually a chef.
With the cell block D4
graduated
sauce.
Culinary school in jail.
She got you on kitchen duty.
Let me tell you something.
She don't.
Let me tell you something. When you go to, when you do these programs in jail.
Oh, don't tell me they don't count.
Hey, bootleg programs, just to tell you. Listen. All that. I went to culinary art school in jail. Nigga.
Listen, the certification I got
you
is universal.
You had another inmate teaching you how to fuck the cook.
No, we had a real culinary teacher from out in the real world. My certificate is universally
Okay, let me just say this. Hold on. Let me just say this. What real teachers like?
I want to go teach at
the
jail.
I want to teach with the killers.
Nah.
I want to teach killers how to cook spaghetti.
That's a hell of a show.
Think about that. I want to teach that man
Yo,
who stabbed his
shout
wife.
Out right now, right now.
Cooking with killers on A&E? Cooking with killers?
Yeah, that's a good joint.
Yo, before y'all even see this, I'm going to have a patent on that shit.
Listen, let me
cooking with killers. Oh, yeah.
Let me just explain something to you. I want to give a major shout out right now to from South Philly, my culinary instructor, Steve Deli. He was a top flight call. Anybody know him? They know, listen, that was upgraded for, you know what I mean? 08, 09, he was a culinary instructor. Shout out to Steve Dilly. Wherever you at, man, you was everything. You made sure everybody passed because you really was a
because
good teacher.
Because you can't fail in jail. If you go, you pass. It's like,
no,
like,
no, it ain't. No, no, it's not. No, he did.
He tried to be productive.
He's listen. No, no, he didn't.
Like,
what he did is listen.
Okay, hold on.
He made sure you knew everything, man.
Okay, hold on.
This dude was extraordinary.
Let me just say this, right? Jail was supposed to kind of reform you, right? Right? Get you back right, right? Like, how the fuck would your confidence be if you in jail, you go to school and fail?
People do fail.
Like, that's the motherfuckers. They should be like, you should stay here forever. You're stupid as shit. Like,
that's not the case.
You have nothing. Like, let's be for real. How the fuck are you not up on your studies in jail when you sit in the cell? You have nothing to do. It's like, okay, let me at least see what's going on. I ain't got nothing to do. Like, fuck it. Like. So, because you passed culinary art school in jail, okay, come on. Give him a fucking round of applause like a fucking slow kid. Because, nigga, you would have had to been fucking slow not to pass that shit.
Stop disrespecting the slow kids.
I don't have no problem. I'm a little slow. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, you are. But I will say this. At the end of the day, I am I'm not going to say chef. I'm going to say I'm a great cook. You know what I mean? And I do have
a good... Nigga, oodles and noodles don't fucking count.
No, I know how to cook all types of stuff.
Like what?
I don't have to explain that to you.
A chef will tell you, a great cook will tell you what
they,
what's your
you.
Favorite dish? What's your number one dish?
I don't even... barbecue pineapple shrimps. Bake.
I believe you because you brought that up. I believe you. That
first
was a good
of all,
one to
any nigga that said barbecue pineapple shrimps...
I said shrimp.
Yo, you still saying it wrong.
I say shrimp. No, you're not saying shrimp.
The nigga said with a T.
You know he can't.
He made barbecue pineapple shrimps.
You know he.
You say it then.
Shrimps. Okay, cool. I believe you.
What did you say?
Your shrimps are the best.
Shrimp.
No, y'all.
No,
it's shrimp.
No, it's not shrimp. It's shrimp, motherfucker.
Shrimp.
There you go.
Yo,
shrimp.
That took all the concentration.
I don't understand. It's the same word. Shrimp.
Let me ask you a question.
I think it was from when Jilly hooked you in your jaw.
No,
your jaw was out of line.
Let me ask you a question.
He always.
You got a chef. He's about to be the chef for your private party.
He say.
And you like, what you making? He like, I got the best barbecue pineapple shrimp.
Yeah, fired.
This nigga making shrimp?
It's shrimp.
Okay, cool.
Shrimp, right?
Yeah, okay, no, cool. It's not. Stop it.
Say it.
You're done.
Say it.
Shrimp. Everyone knows how to say shrimp.
Nah, my son shrimp. Say it like that too, and I'm like, fuck, are you
shrimp.
Retarded?
It don't even matter.
Also, it's in the blood.
Let me tell you something.
Do it matter?
No, let me tell you something.
Do it matter?
Only niggas can't say that is when they tongue too big.
Listen, I don't... Bro,
that's
can we
spicy,
skip?
Not on duty.
I'm just saying.
No, that's a not
on
duty. Can we skip to the next thing, please, from that?
Listen,
nigga run around with an extra fat tongue for no reason. Shrimp.
Yo.
We're going to get into this, man.
How the fuck is that a not on duty? Because he got an extra fat tongue.
Yo,
and
come
he keeps
on,
saying,
come.
He keeps saying, I make barbecue pineapple shrimp.
See, Deb, I'm trying to restrain myself.
Anybody want shrimps?
He's goofy.
Because they would have never had you at the stinger.
Super goofy. But listen, I will say this.
Let's get into stories from the cell.
Stories from the cell. A lot of people can attest to this. If you was ever at Greatest Four Prison between the time of that I was there, 08 to 2000 and probably like 2012, 13. Well, when you go on a visit at Greatest Fort, you got to switch your uniform. You have your regular uniform that you wear in your cell, your brown shirt, your brown pants. But when you go into the go on a visit, you got to wear a brown jumper. That's all together. You just zip up, brown jumper. So when I first get to that prison, I go down there. I'm like, damn, okay. Normally, a lot of prisons, you don't have to strip out to go to your visit. You strip out when you come back so they can strip search you and make sure you ain't got nothing on you. Make sure you're not smuggling nothing in your offices or whatever that might be. Whatever the case might be. And some people, that's the
Did you ever smuggle something in your
mouth? No. The type of time you
Was
on,
you
man.
A poofer?
He had a prison wallet.
Was you poofing when you went to jail? When you and Tootie went to jail, did you poof something? Did you have,
I was there
Did
for
you
10
poof
days.
Some weed? Because you know you can't live without weed. Did you poof something? Well then, well I would say this. So when I go on a visit, I go to, you know what I mean? I go to just put myself, he says, no, come on, let's do it. I said, what are we doing? I'm talking about? It was this white boy. Anybody, I can't remember this guy's name, but they remember this CO, the white boy that used to be in the changing room when you go on your visit in Greatest Fort. So I go, he's up, come on, let's do it. I said, let's do what? What are you talking about? Let's do what? He said, well, come on. I got to see everything before you go out. What you got to see? I mean, you got my ID, you got my pass saying that I got a visit. You got me in the book. Like, what you got to see? Take it all off. I said, whoa, what you going to take what off? Because first of all, I don't know this is they procedure. I'm like, yo, you got to, I'm like, what? I'm not you. I'm just used to putting my stuff on and going out there. And then when I come, so I say, all right, man, you got to go through it. I said, all right, let me go on. So I'm just thinking he just want to, you know, do one of these where you go around your boxes. Because a lot of times, sometimes even when they shake your cell, the guards is not into that. They don't want to see nobody hammering. But then you got some sword lovers in there. You got a lot of guards and sword lovers. They love to see. I mean, black pipes. So they want to straight up. They want to see. Now don't do. They want to see it. So I go. I walk inside the joint. It's like a little box in the gate that you close this gate and you close this gate. I walk inside the box, and I just go around my boxes because you got to have like put your fingers around and make sure so they know. Oh, damn, he ain't carrying. You ain't got nothing. You ain't going. He said, no. I need to see them. This boy, everybody remember him. That was the Greatest Fort. You pass him your drawers. He do like this. With your drawers with no gloves on.
So that nigga was playing with your drawers?
Yeah, he played with dude's drawers.
Okay, hold on. He did what?
No, listen, that's cool. He got his like drawers played with. Come on, finish the story.
No, because he had two hands.
I'm not going to entertain him. Once you give him your drawers, he be from here. He do like this to make sure nothing in him.
Okay.
And then he going to tell me, okay. Showing my mouth and I ain't do anything. I'm like, all right, cool.
I thought
feet.
You said he licked his drawers.
No, he licked his drawers. Hold up. So he like, yeah, okay. Come on, let's do it. I said, no, I was going to lift my sack up, and I'm like, all right, it didn't cool. He said, make it smile. I said, make it smile? What you talking about, man? Yeah, I'm like, because I don't even know.
Whoa, listen.
He talking about make it smile. I'm like, turn around, make it smile. I said, smile? I said, what are you talking about? Make it smile? So I'm standing there, right, on everything I love. I'm standing there. I'm like, what is you talking? Turn around and spread him. I said, what are you talking about? So I turned.
So you turned around and you spread them.
I'm gonna just say, this.
Did you make it to the visit?
When I was on the visit, I was pissed off.
Oh my god!
So basically, you saying you was smiley face nigga all the time?
No. It wasn't. No. Listen,
that
no,
nigga.
Listen.
Hey, that nigga.
You had to make your ass smile.
Hey, listen. But listen, the CEO told that nigga bend over, crack him open.
No, listen.
He was like this. He bent over. Guess what music started playing? Smile for me. Oh. Would you smile? Would you just smile?
That was a good song, Tupac and Scarface. That was actually a classic. I really like that song. But so I get on. They said
he told you to smile. You bent over, bust out laughing. You did more than smile. See, huh?
So your cakes right. was bust wide
no,
open.
No, come on, yo, what's not on duty. What is you into, Dev? That's why your name Devin Rodman. That's why his name Devin Rodman.
Yeah. Your cakes was literally bust open.
Y'all boys
he
real
told
spicy.
You some shit niggas tell bitches in the club, bust that pussy open.
For a real CO.
That. Bust that pussy open for a real CO.
That's why he got
listen,
it.
Man. Listen, I'm going to say this, man.
He ended it off with period.
I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this to all the young
you
boys
the
out there.
You got the city boys down 20,000 points with this shit.
I'm going to say this. To all the young boys out there, I'm telling you, it costs too much to be a criminal. So when you think you living this lifestyle, you doing this and the third,
think about your cheeks getting busted.
No, yeah. Think about later on in life, you might be telling your stories from the cell to your little
think
nephew.
Think about a 47-year-old white man
looking
at your
listen, man.
When your cheeks got a permanent smirk.
It ain't working.
You cracked them open
nigga,
too many times.
Hey, this nigga ass still smiling.
And listen, it's not worth it. Look at you.
That's why he shitted on. Man. That's why he shitted on himself last time, right. Last week, you know, the other day or whatever. You shitted on yourself. Right. When you farted.
Right, nigga farted. Accident, some shit came out. These boys because he's so used to busting his cheeks open. Lord, Lordy, yeah. Lord.
Powered forward, coming to the court, Devin Rodman. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, Spicy Man.
Hey, listen, man. This was the second episode that we had to get y'all this week.
I'm sorry again, cuz. Give me a hug, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, nigga, sorry first of all, let me just say something.
Give me a hug, cuz. Let me just
say something. Let me just say something. You know
something. Don't start trying to wrestle with him or nothing.
I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to play.
You notice something, though? I just want to say this before we get out of here. Y'all notice he apologized to me. I didn't apologize back.
Because he started it.
No. You know why? Because everything I do is thought out. So if, like, I blacked his eye, I'm not apologizing. You know why? Because he bought that. You hear me? See, he doing shit off the fly. He grabbing me and shit off the fly, and you caught that. I can't remember the last. Hold on. I can't remember the last time I had to tell another grown man, I'm sorry. I don't do that because I don't fuck up.
Listen.
See, you some sorry motherfuckers. Listen, first off, why y'all always apologize. I'm gonna hug it out if the nigga just told me he used to make his ass smile for a CEO.
Listen. That's your cousin.
Just hug it out and just get it over with, cuz.
No. That's your cousin.
Let me tell you something.
I don't want to go through that.
Let me tell you something. You don't hug a man if he tell you another nigga just told him, crack your ass open and smile for him.
That's make your family.
Make a smile.
Listen, come on, man.
Let's hug now. What? No, that don't go together. He was just making your ass smile, and then you want to hug me?
Come on, cuz. No,
up top.
Come on, give me a hug.
No. What the fuck is type
shit? Don't start.
Listen,
I'm not doing it.
No, and he said that on some Ralph Dress Van. No. Give me a hug.
Be mature, Gil.
You did 20 years like in jail. You ask nigga, give
I
a say, hug.
I ain't saying it like that.
Fuck, you, first of all, what type of nigga ask another nigga for a hug?
That's my cousin, man. No. Cousin.
No, you just do shit. You just be like, what's up, my nigga? Yeah, but yeah, I'm, yeah. You
y'all family.
That's still a hug.
Man ask a nigga for a hug. Give me a hug, cuz. What the fuck you talking about? No. The fuck?
Cuz y'all had, listen, cuz y'all had a fight.
Fuck, you talking about?
Hug it out. See, now you turn it into something, Gil. You making it more than it is.
You come get this nigga a hug. No, because keep the cameras on. You come give him a hug.
Just because you put the hands on him, now you want to act tough with him. Won't you give him a hug?
So that's what you and your niggas into, huh? Give me a hug.
Nah, man, go give him a hug, bro.
Come here, Don Michael Jr.
That's your
cousin. You call a nigga Don Michael Jr. Yeah, so come here, Don Michael Jr. Yeah, give me a hug.
Yeah.
That's how you niggas be. Give me a hug.
Give me a hug, man. That's it. Come on, man.
Let's give me a hug, man.
That's your cousin, man.
Come on, man.
Fuck y'all think this is.
We gonna piece it out. Let's just piece it out.
You niggas go down 13 for Lucas with that shit.
No, because the last time y'all had physical contact, he was choking you. You bit him, and then y'all start fighting.
I'm gonna call you Samson Street Dev. Fuck is wrong?
Let's piece it out, man. Come on, let's piece it out.
Fuck around with you, Locust Street Low. Locust Street Low and Samson Street Dev.
Hold on. Let's piece it out. Is that the neighborhood joint in Philly? Come on,
let's piece it out.
It was a studio. It's a studio there.
I didn't even know.
You knew it was Michelin S was there. Michelin S was there.
What did you just call it?
It was Gaberhood and Michelin S.
Gaberhood.
Yeah, Michelin S. Michelin S was there. Don't try to act like that. You know what was there.
Listen.
And the power forward. Nah.
It was the Michelin S store.
AKA Samson Street.
And you was in that studio before over there too.
Lucas Street.
With bones in them.
Hey, that's his new name. LSL. Lucas Street Low.
All right, hug it out. Can we get him in the
minute? Come on, man.
Come
on, cuz. Bring it in.
That's $1 million worth of game.
Bring it in,
now, I appreciate y'all
bring
tuning in every week.
I'm going to take the hug.
And it's just like
I'm
that.
I'm going to snatch a hug now.
It's just like that. I'm a strong guy.
Yeah.